I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Don't listen to the complicit. In Cato's time, Caesar's partisans wanted to cast his usurpation of the Roman Republic as somebody else's fault. The system is broken, they said. The old ways don't work anymore. Don't blame Caesar. It's really Cato's fault, they said. He is too uncompromising, too resistant to change. Why couldn't he be more like Cicero, willing to go along? By being so difficult, they said, he forced Caesar's hand. It's an old refrain. European fascists in the 20th century used the same playbook, but with an added wrinkle. You need us to do this, they said. They excused their abuses, their violence, their destruction of old institutions by claiming that the socialists and the communists would be much worse if they didn't intercede on the people's behalfs. They might be the devil, but they were the devil you knew. And when we interviewed Annie Applebaum, the Pulitzer Prize-winning expert on authoritarianism for the Daily Stoic podcast, she actually pointed out that even Vichy France made this argument. We are surrendering to the Nazis, they said, to protect you from left-wing illiberalism. It's a preposterous argument, of course, but one that dupes people when argued forcefully enough. The Stoics struggled with it in their own time. On the one hand, you had the opposition to Nero by Stoics like Thrasea and Helvidius and Agrippinus and Musonius Rufus, who fought the emperor at every turn. Then on the other hand, you had Seneca on the inside working for Nero. He likely told himself that he was mitigating Nero's worst impulses, that he was containing the damage, that he was making a difference, and that, don't forget, whoever comes next might be worse. While the Stoic opposition was not perfect and Cato was not blameless in Rome's troubles from an earlier generation, these resistors were largely correct. They saw tyranny for what it was. They risked their lives quite literally to fight it. They put differences of opinion aside along with petty politics and took a stand. Other Stoics and fellow travelers like Cicero and Seneca, while good men, were complicit. Their judgment was impaired. Their fear and self-interest blinded them to the reality of what they were supporting. When the Stoics talked of clear judgment, of resisting the passions of the mob, of doing the right thing no matter what, it was these kinds of situations they were hoping to prepare us for. They knew that politics were tricky. They knew how conflicting obligations can lead people astray. They knew that power corrupts. They wanted to make sure that you knew how to keep your head amidst all this. And they wanted to remind you that in the end, what counts is character, your character, in the character of the leaders you support. Everything after that is rationalization, or worse, it's appeasement. Thanks for listening to the Daily Stoic podcast. If you could leave us a review in iTunes, it helps a great deal. And of course, if you know anyone who would benefit from these messages, please spread the word. Thanks.
Hey,
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.